This goes to Lisa Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice, fax 989-668-0423, regarding Larry Burns, B-U-R-N-S, date of birth 8/13/1943. Dear Lisa, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Burns with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. Chronic liquid stool, secondary to his colectomy and colostomy, with chronic fluid losses. His last visit was December 14th of 2021. His weight is down 9 pounds over the last 6 months. He generally fluctuates between 110, and his highest weight for several years was up to 119 about 6 months ago. He has not had any hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No visible blood or melena in the colostomy device. The stools are liquid constantly. No chest pain or palpitations. He's got chronic dyspnea on exertion, secondary to COPD, and a non-productive cough. No sputum production currently, no orthopnea or PND, urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications, the only medications he uses, the only one medication he uses is medical marijuana, usually edible, but also he inhales marijuana cigarettes. Physical exam, weight is 110 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, normal adult cuff, 124 over 70, pulse is 53, and oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. He appears very thin, but he's in no distress, and his color is good. Neck is supple, there's no JVD. Lungs are very diminished with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, no murmur or rub, abdomen soft, flat, non-tender, and extremities, there's no peripheral edema, no ulcerations. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 7th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.6, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 42. Albumin 4.2, calcium 9.1, sodium is 135. Potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 30, phosphorus 3.0, hemoglobin 14.4 with normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, a history of Crohn's disease with chronic loose liquid stool in the secondary to the total colectomy, and the large amount of ileum and colon removed within the last 7.5 years. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.